This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your yaqeen, certainty in Allah has been tested. You should turn to Allah al-Wahhab. The first thing the confident Muslim is not what you say and do. It's your relationship with Him. You turn to Him and says, Ya Allah, I don't want to do or say anything that's not pleasing to You. Show me how I'm going to handle this. With the certainty, that's the certainty of Sayyidina Sulaiman. He's listening. He will do it. He'll show you. He'll guide you. So Sayyidina Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him all what we all want in this dunya. When they wanted to lure him, the queen of Saba, Sheba, she wanted to sway him, right? قالت يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. She did consultation with her people. Says, okay, people, my people, tell me, what should I do? He sent me this letter and he wants us to be Muslims. And the people said, you decide, you are the leader. Now she used the trick that many of us get tested this day and age. She said, let me try this trick. I'm going to send him a gift. And what kind of a gift? She's the queen of Sheba. How did he respond? You do this. That is not what Allah wants me to do, but I'm going to get this. So it's okay, let's do it just one time. I'm not the confident Muslim. What did he respond? أتمدونني بمال? You're trying to lure me with money? This is exactly how you read it. What? Do you think I'm going to change my mind because you're going to give me money? فما, now the confident Muslim in the unseen. فما عند الله, what Allah has is way better than what you are giving me. The confident Muslim is the Muslim who knows, or Muslima, who knows عين اليقين. As you are seeing it, as you're seeing Jannah, not hearing or imagining, seeing that Allah, and I want everyone, if you're writing, write this statement, will never, ever let you down. As long as you are pleasing Him and doing what He wants you to do. And that's what He did.